Well, earlier in the show, in the first hour, we spoke to the CEO of the Two Oceans Aquarium Foundation, Mareka Muson, about the new marine biology course that they've launched. And now we're going back to ocean-related matters, and we're talking to big wave, internationally recognized surfer Frank Solomon. What Frank has done is helped launch the Sentinel Ocean Alliance, which works with underprivileged youth in Hout Bay. And they've also set up a school called the Parley Ocean School, and that's just recently launched, I think, a week or so ago. Frank, good morning. You're fresh off the ocean this morning, aren't you?
How's it going? Thanks so much for having me. I've been out in the water the whole morning, but glad to be talking to you.
So, as a big wave surfer, you can't be too pleased that beaches are closed?
No, it's it's not ideal that beaches are closed, but I guess, I think Surah was in a tough position. I'm not sure what else they could have done to stop masses going to the beaches.
So let's just clarify then that you weren't surfing this morning. You were, in fact, fishing, and you were allowed to do so. I don't want to get you into any trouble here.
Yes, we were fishing. We weren't breaking any rules.
Frank, you're no stranger to Cape Talk and particularly to Kino's show. In fact, you spoke to him a month or so ago about the Sentinel Ocean Alliance, and that was just ahead of the yacht race, wasn't it?
The yacht race? Oh, the Cup Martinique race.
Yes.
Yeah, they haven't started that yet. But we're really excited. Adrian Cattell is going to be sailing his yacht, flying the Sentinel Ocean as banner. And, we're really excited and really grateful for him to do that for us.
And then funds from that will be used for your school, won't they?
Yeah, exactly. All funds raised and all donations from that will go to Sentinel Ocean, which, in these tough times, to get any kind of funding and any kind of support is so, so valuable for us, and we're very grateful.
Yeah, Jeepers, I hear you. It is a tough economy, and particularly for people trying to fundraise. Frank, a week or two ago, you opened the doors to the Parley Ocean School. Tell us about the launch of that and what it's doing.
Yeah, that was an incredible launch. We had Premier Alan Wendy come, and we up a piece of kelp, and he cut the kelp to officially open the school. And we're really excited. It's like a first of its kind in the world, actually. And we're going to be teaching underprivileged kids from Imizamo Yetu and the Hungberg fishing community about the ocean and about the environment and why we need to protect it.
And how many kids do you have taking part in the program?
Well, we haven't. So we've just hired an educator, and we're going to start when school goes back. But we're thinking 3 to 4 days a week. But like I said, it's the first of its kind. So we're trying to figure everything out: how many days we should be open, which days, should we do it after school, or we're basically just learning as we go and figuring out as we go.
And Frank, The ban on the beaches, is that going to impact the work that you're doing? I mean, you're working with these youngsters and getting them involved in sort of marine life and the water and the beaches.
The beaches are closed on the 15th of January. We're going to open the school at the end of, when school goes back.
Okay.
So hopefully the beaches will be back open then. But it doesn't really affect us. Our school is just off the beach. So, it doesn't really affect us. But, we're really excited to just, educate the kids on why we need to protect the ocean, why they shouldn't throw their litter on the ground, and try and make like eco warriors that can go back into the communities and maybe do things themselves to try and clean up some of the places.
And for people that don't know the background, why is the school called the Parley Ocean School?
Parley is an American organization from New York, and I've had a long relationship with them, and they're trying to in marine plastic pollution. So they partnered with us to build a school. They want to have schools all around the country, all around the world, educating people about the ocean and about the environment. So we're really excited. South Africa has the first one. And hopefully we can expand it all around our coastline.
My apologies. So I've been pronouncing it wrong. It's Parley. So, but Frank,
Parley for the oceans. That's what
Parley for the oceans. Why did they choose to do the first one in South Africa?
I think I've been involved with them for a long time doing beach cleanups, and our location on Hout Bay Beach is just so perfect. I just kind of sold it to them and pitched them the idea and said it would look really good. So we got a 40-foot container, and we've kitted it out into like this incredible school, and we're just ready to have the kids and people from the community come. Not just kids, you know, I want people from like local restaurants who work in the restaurant to come through to learn about the ocean, learn about the environment. Yeah, I'm really excited.
If you've just tuned in, I'm in conversation with Frank Solomon, big wave surfer and ocean activist, I guess we could call him. If you'd like to get involved or ask Frank a question, you can do so by phoning 021-446-0567 or WhatsApp 072-567-1567. Frank, I've seen the pictures on Facebook. I mean, those containers, you've made them look really cool. If people want to get involved in a helping capacity, or they want to come to you as a student to learn, how do they do so?
They can look at our website, centraloceanalliance.org, and they can just send us a message, and yeah, we'll get right back to you and give you all the details. We also have a life-saving club on the beach there where we train every Sunday at 10 a.m. Everyone's welcome to join. We have 50 to 60 kids from the community at the moment that come and train and learn about life-saving. We also have a Waste for Change program on our site. So we're trying to make I'm trying to make like a little hub there where, you know, when I was growing up, I was able to go down to the beach. I did life-saving. It's where I learned to surf. I learned, you know, I had all these opportunities having access to that kind of, you know, equipment and stuff. And that's what I want. I want the kids from the community to have the same opportunities that I did growing up, to learn about the ocean and to, you know, have access to the ocean economy.
That's amazing. Frank, you know, we've discussed earlier about how tough the economy is at the moment. It's incredibly difficult to try and raise funds or get any kind of cash injection. But if there are other ways that people would like to help, what do you need? I mean, do you need paint, or do you need people to volunteer? What do you actually need?
We need, we always need wetsuits. So any old wetsuits, kid wetsuits, swimming goggles, swimming caps, flippers, anything like that would be like hugely valuable for us. Because obviously a lot of the kids don't have swimming and diving stuff. So anything like that would be amazing.
Oh, wow. So you do accept secondhand sort of water sports equipment?
Yeah, secondhand wetsuits or caps or goggles, anything
brilliant.
Would be amazing.
Brilliant, brilliant, brilliant. I mean, I've got plenty of that at home, so I'll certainly be giving you. I hope others will too. There's a message for you, Frank, here, a voice note from Karen and Glen Ken. We're just going to play that out.
Frank, you share a surname with my partner, Chris, and I'm following you religiously because your work is amazing. And I must just say, I tell the children who scream, shark, shark, in the sea when they're swimming near me, just to scare people and make fun. I always tell them the only sharks we have to watch out for in this neck of the woods are the great white sharks that chase you off the beach, because you're not supposed to be screeching. And that's, even though I'm not one of them, I know there are quite a few white elderly gentlemen who would have no qualms about chasing the children off the beach if they cry wolf by screaming shark, shark. Love your work.
There you go. That's just one of your fans, Frank.
Thank you so much. You know, that's very sweet. And I really appreciate everyone's support. I really don't think like what we've done there is not impossible for anyone to do with, you know, like a bit of time and some energy, and can have schools like this or programs like this all around the country.
One of my favorite things about you is that you are this like internationally famous guy. You've made the movie, which was incredibly successful. You're a phenomenal surfer, and yet you're actually quite normal. I mean, you're just you're very approachable. You're very engaged in your community, and you're just an all around good guy.
Thanks. That's very kind of you. I don't see myself like that, but I appreciate that. We're really just trying to do something good down there and help. You know, I know the government's under so much pressure and there's so many other issues. So I think if, you know, ordinary citizens like us can help and you know, create some change, I think that's the only way we can do it, really.
Awesome. Well, thank you for your time this morning, Frank, and thanks for what you're doing for your community.
Thank you so much for having me. And yeah, thanks so much for the support, and I really appreciate it.
Great. Chat to you soon. Thank you. That was big wave surfer and ocean activist Frank Solomon on the line talking about the new Parlay Ocean School, not Parlay.